Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Three. Officially into it. Three. Three licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop. Yes. Some of that an owl.
Mr. Owl.
There once was an owl who lived in an oak. The more he saw, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why can't we all be more like that wise old bird?
Ooh.
Anyway, it's Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Peakless Mountaineer and
Richie Rich.
We've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff. We talked about the kill switch in your vehicles.
Did we finish that?
We didn't, but okay. We're going to move on.
All right.
We talked about peakless and the pit of shame.
Just real quick.
We talked about tipping
on
vacation.
One quick question on that, because like, you've looked at that article. So can they just like beep boop, turn off your vehicle remotely?
It remains to be seen. Apparently,
the technology is there.
Yeah, apparently the onus is on the manufacturers and the National Highway Transit, say NHTSA, NHS,
whatever,
National Highway
Transit Safety
Association, so whatever, for them to like quote figure it out unquote.
Mm.
However, there's a move underway.
Be installing the machinery to make that possible, but don't worry, what? They promise that they will only use it for liberty and democracy.
So. Again, you might want to listen to the interview with Gardner Goldsmith and Eric Peters.
Yeah, Friday's Free Talk Live.
The machinery is already there,
really?
Generally, and has been for a long time.
That is sad and disturbing.
Like, unless you're driving a really old car, right?
Woohoo!
Fine, then you're probably okay. But, you know, this is the conspiracy.
Nothing can stop me but bad luck.
Yeah, there's like four things left to say in this article about this.
Well, there's the conspiracy behind cash for clunkers, which is why they crashed all those cars.
Right.
Was to get them off the road so they can start forcing you into buying this new stuff.
The article continues, in an odd bit of uniformity, each of the fact checkers said spokespeople for groups who support these systems, such as MAD, or support the system, such as MAD, which is Mothers Against Drunk Driving, told them they would never support giving law enforcement access to their vehicle systems. My personal favorite, however, was PolitiFact, who said, quote, "We found no mention in the bill of a kill switch."
Yep. Because it didn't say kill switch.
Right. The word kill.
We found a bell. Switch. We hit control F. We put kill switch in there.
Right. Nothing.
And we are journalists.
Zero results.
Yes.
The idea that the absence of the words kill switch in the bill is evidence that a disabling mechanism doesn't actually exist in the legislation.
I mean, technically that is true.
Is nothing short
These
of
are the fact checkers.
Technically it is evidence. It is tiny, insignificant, and weak evidence, but technically that is evidence in that direction. It just happens to be overruled by a massive amount of evidence in the other direction.
Okay, so segue.
They were not checking.
They were not checking that, no.
Segue, since the government seems to be, well, effing people, because I can't say, you know, the word I want to say on radio, let's talk about somebody who...
I prefer to think of it as FCCing people.
Oh, nice. Let's talk about somebody
who... How would you pronounce that if it wasn't an acronym?
I can't tell you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can't
prefer
say that.
For the FCC, I cannot tell you. How I would pronounce that.
Let's talk about somebody who made their living FCCing people on film. You may be familiar, if you watch porn, you may be familiar with ex-porn star Mia Khalifa.
Oh, that X in there is...
Ex-porn star Mia Khalifa is slammed
quote unquote, no
after,
pun intended.
After repeating her bizarre claim that being in the army is worse than being on OnlyFans because it is selling your body to the government.
I agree with Mia Khalifa.
No lies detected here.
Right? Like, I'm suddenly interested in what Mia Khalifa has to say now.
Said no one ever.
I am sincerely curious, A, how she got to this, I mean, to me painfully obvious, but quite accurate perspective, and B, if she has any other, like, basically reasonable perspectives on actual reality.
And she has a couple of reasonable perspectives from my perspective, but let's find out more about the article, shall we? Former adult actress Mia Khalifa has been eviscerated for repeating a year-old claim that military service is worse than OnlyFans, as it is like selling your body to the government. Again, like, as a libertarian, I have more respect for sex workers than I do the military or the police.
100%. 100%.
Khalifa, who was born in 1993, said in an interview on U.S. chat show ZIWE, honestly, I think that selling your body, like if we're going by that definition, being in the army is worse than being on OnlyFans. You're selling your body to the government. While the original interview was aired last year, Khalifa, whose real name is Sarah Jo Chauman, reposted a clip of the interview in response to a post from comedian Marcela Arguello on Twitter on Veterans Day that read, "Who else remembers being against the Iraq war?" And people being like, "Oh, wow, so you don't support our troops?" And then having the most dumb conversation about being anti-American when you were just anti-killing innocent people. Anyway, this feels like that. I am anti-war. Like, astoundingly anti-war. I don't, like, in a world where government does not exist, will there be violence? Yes.
Yes.
Will it be at the scale of the state? No.
Likely not. Yes.
No, they simply can't afford it.
It just, yeah.
There is only one entity that can afford to make that level of destruction. I mean, it, just in dollars and cents, you cannot raise the revenue for the kind of destruction that a state entity can do in any other way.
Well, okay.
And that is because the state entity alone has the backing of people. Like, not only will people, like, actively fill out paperwork they know they can't actually fill out in order to give money to this entity, they will also never try to slow it down a little bit. They will never be slow in their service to that entity because of its evil.
Again, I would suggest on the dollars and cents, it will likely be possible. Because, again, ideas that we have promoted on this show, right, is absent the state, absent the government, absent the theft and coercion, we will become a prosperous society. A more prosperous society will have more disposable funds to do all this fun stuff. Whether we choose to spend on that as a prosperous society, also protect the technology to defend. Sometimes those weapons are the same.
The article continues. Mia Khalifa's response to the online post has garnered massive amounts of attention and criticism online. One X user said, one Twitter user said, sorry, I hate saying X. One Twitter user said, says the woman who's allowed to expose herself for cash based on the freedom provided by our service members. Oh, let's take that apart for a minute. It's freedom provided by service members.
No.
Why? How not? How is it not provided by service members?
Because the very first off, they're funded through the taxation. So they've already taken a portion or a fraction of your liberties.
So you are at that point already raping for virginity.
Consent has been violated.
Right. And then they go out, generally, as far as the United States military is concerned, they go out and piss off people in other countries, making it more likely that they will commit acts of terror here, like the 9/11 Commission report said when it referenced the concept of blowback. Right? You upset people, you get them angry enough, and then they want to commit acts of violence against you.
I wonder if blowback means something different to Mia Khalifa.
Maybe.
Anyway, the number of people that would push a button to kill me with nothing more than the knowledge that I'm American is way higher than the number of people I could possibly upset to that degree working on my own.
Even if
I devoted my life to doing nothing but that.
I don't know. You're on air like every week, man, so that number grows.
Every week. I've made, like, you know, we'll call it individual, I don't want to say enemies, but, like, you know, people who don't like me.
Adversaries.
Right? Adversaries or haters or whatever you want to call it, right? But that's on an individual basis, and you're absolutely right. Like, I could not individually, as a person, anger enough people in such a way that they're all going to get together and build a, you know, a big thing of mass destruction and drop it in my general area, hoping that they will get me and all of my friends. Right? That's, you know, unless, of course, you're talking about the federal government.
Right.
Like, but outside of any state institution, I'm not going to be able as an individual to anger that many people in such a way. And they're not all going to get together and pool all their money for decades, if not hundreds of years, in an effort to build such a structure or such a weapon as to kill millions of people in one shot.
Yeah.
Just not going to happen.
Yeah. And the sad truth of the fact is that here I am spending my time and energy trying to fight against the global imperial war that America is waging. And I might end up dying in a nuclear blast because they are trying to get at the American Empire.
One of the commenters said, just thank you for your service to anybody in the army that's better than this. Those soldiers signed up to defend freedom.
No, they signed up for the money, free college,
healthcare,
benefits.
They got a wife, they needed a place to stay, they couldn't, you know, they had no real skills of any other sort, and the army was like, oh, come on, we'll give you three hots and a cot, and you can do our bidding for the bankers.
More meat for the grinder.
The comments come a month after she was originally slammed for mocking the 1,200 civilians killed during the Hamas surprise incursion. She said in a post to Twitter. Can someone please tell the freedom fighters in Palestine to flip their phones and film horizontal? Highlighting her intelligence. She made light of the horror conflict, joking about a Zionist apartheid regime being brought down by guerrilla fighters in fake Gucci shirts. Khalifa also shared an image of terrorists riding in the back of a pickup truck, calling it a Renaissance painting. She was fired from her role as a content creator for Playboy's Centerfold platform, which she joined in February 2022, shortly after these comments. At any rate, I'm done giving her press. So she said these words, I detect no lies. I don't think she is an intelligent person, generally speaking. She's probably below average, in my opinion, based on the comments that I've seen her make. But I don't know her.
She got that one right.
So I can't really make that claim.
It illustrates the point that even a below-average intelligence person, if they are thinking clearly, can come to the truth, as she in fact has. Because when someone says, they're defending your freedom, that is an axiom. Like, they believe as an article of faith that our troops are defending our freedom. Like, it is just a definition of what a troop is a defender of freedom. It does not matter if there is no freedom that they're defending. It does not matter if what they're doing is attacking, which is different from defense. Mm-hmm. No, it does not matter because it is in the same way that this wine, because it got blessed, is blood.
Right. What evidence is there that any military person or organization has defended my freedom?
Bradley Manning?
Any person?
Or Chelsea Manning? No.
I mean,
or organization. Like, military person.
Oh.
Or organization.
Oh.
Has defended my freedom.
In their capacity as military? Yes. No. None. one tiny bit.
There might be like one guy, right? Somehow, right?
I mean, he leaked the footage,
but
yeah, was persecuted
like
for it.
A military person can, in fact, defend your freedom, but when they're doing so, it is not in their capacity of being a military person.
Right.
Bradley, at the time, Manning's actions were not the actions of a military person.
Right. In fact, they were condemned by the military and, like, you know, saw that they, like, the whole trial and all that crap ensued.
And it was only when he broke and went against his role as a military person that he finally defended my freedom.
All right.
And thank God he did.
Yep. Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, earlier you were talking about the various states and, you know, the elections to legalize pot and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember here when they did it in Michigan, the Democrats were running a very sketchy as to whether or not she would have been elected, our second female governor, I think it was.
Okay.
And they put the pot bill on the same, legalizing pot on the same election cycle, thereby bringing out a whole lot of the younger crowd.
Right.
Here, just this last year, when they were trying to push through in a very red state, the basically unlimited abortions thing to the Ohio Constitution, they put the pot bill on that election, thereby increasing their voter turnout. So,
I'd actually say that this is the case where those voters are on the right side. Look, in both of those cases, they are defending your right to make medical decisions.
Well, in both cases, one was just to get the governor elected.
No, I'm saying, like, in the people who are trying to legalize pot,
yep,
and the people which are the same people who are trying to legalize abortion, in both cases, they are attempting to defend your medical freedom.
Okay.
Well, this abortion bill went way beyond just submitting to the woman's right to have an abortion. It went to, you know, the teenager's right to do whatever the hell they wanted without parental consent. And, you know, don't ask, don't tell. So they get every nickel they can out of whatever lemon they're squeezing.
If there wasn't so much restrictions on being a teenager, they ought to be liberated as well.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Well, they don't make wise decisions.
Well, nor do adults, man. I mean, come on. Like, I'm 51 years old, and Major, I know you're a bit older than me, but, like, my observation of people over the age of 18, my opinion of whether or not they make better decisions hasn't really changed. I just find that people over the age of 18 are just older versions of their 18-year-old selves who also make poor decisions.
Is there a cute chick around? Because I'm about to do something stupid.
Right.
Well, that all depends if they had any kind of a foundation at all to, you know.
I think that's biology, man.
I mean, to that extent, I also probably haven't changed much from my 18-year-old self in, you know, the decisions that I make on a daily basis, right? I've gotten wiser over time. I might make some better financial decisions or that kind of thing, or employment decisions, or, you know, be smart enough to go, like, get another skill if I have to and adapt that way. But, like, my sense of humor is the same, right? If I go out drinking, I, you know, probably have the same kind of time I did when I was in my 20s or whatever. Like, I largely haven't changed that much.
I think the only fundamental difference is less thoughts make it to mouth as you get older.
And here's the thing. Fact. What we should be doing as a society is focusing on making people capable human beings who can make decisions by the time they become sexually viable and have their decisions really, really matter for the future of all humanity, instead of stunting their mental and emotional growth for their entire existence so that we can make them adolescent until they're 25.
Well, okay.
And then we won't give them the right to make these decisions because we've made sure that they're not able to make good ones.
The challenge you might face, and I think this is Major's point, is they become sexually viable far sooner than the brain matures.
Major?
Yeah, well, that was part of it. But, I mean, what Pickles was just going off on goes right back to what I said just a minute ago. They have to have a base. You have to have a foundation. You have to have somebody that gave a damn enough about you to teach you things as you were a pup coming up.
Okay, well, and that's not the state, nor the state's school system.
Your personality's not going to change. Like Captain was talking about, he's basically the same cat he was, you know, 40 years ago or whatever, and I'm basically the same cat I was 50 years ago.
I mean, I move slower.
But my life experience has taught me a hell of a lot. And a lot of people just spend their life in a foxhole and don't even realize, you know, what's going over their head.
Sure.
And that's right back to, you know, if you weren't taught how to play the game, you can't catch the ball.
Maybe.
Honestly, I am not worried about some 15-year-old that decides that she wants an abortion. Like, now, I get it. If you believe that that's murder, then let's deal with it like murder. Like, one or the other. That's either it's a human being or it's not. If it's not a human being, then it's a part of that person's body, and they own their body. If it is a human being, then this is murder, and we need to start changing our laws to reflect that these are human beings.
That's the
problem. I don't think you'll like the outcome, but it's a pretty obvious point to go, look, has it breathed on its own?
That's your definition of when life starts. You've mentioned it a number of times on the show.
Right.
I'm not going to argue.
And it is the one time that a human first mixes their labor with nature. Now, if you want to, A, point out another time where they mix their labor with nature, or B, give me a better version of property rights than mixing your labor with nature, I'm all ears.
I'm not going to do that. But what I will say is people don't agree with that definition. And the fundamental difference between those that think it's murder and those that think it's not is why there's an argument in the first place. That's irreconcilable.
Which means we should have one place where we consider it murder and another place that is not that place where we don't consider it murder.
You're having different laws in different states.
Everybody just needs to butt out of everybody else's business.
Agreed.
If somebody is pregnant and decides to have an abortion, it's up to them. And
unless it's murder,
and their spouse or whatever to determine what their belief is,
unless it's
respect.
Murder, because you want to take murderers off the street.
603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to join us. Do you believe abortion is murder? Oh boy!
Oh boy!
Here we go. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Oh, and thanks for the call, Major.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The White House condemned Elon Musk, owner of the social media site X, formerly Twitter, for endorsing an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory on his platform. White House spokesman Andrew Bates criticized Musk for calling the conspiracy the actual truth. Musk faced backlash for echoing the belief that white people in Western countries are being replaced with immigrants, a notion common among white nationalists. In another setback, IBM announced it halted advertising on X due to reports of its ads appearing alongside content praising Nazis, complicating the platform's efforts to regain support from major brands. Members of the United Auto Workers Union have seemingly given their nod to a new contract with the big three U.S. automakers. The vote at General Motors was closely contested, with approximately 55% of members supporting the deal. Preliminary results indicate that members at Stellantis and Ford are also likely to approve the contract. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in to Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. We're here every Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. to talk about all sorts of things, plus whatever's on your mind. If you don't know what our show is, you can visit freetalklive.com to find out more. Those of you who've been listening for some time may be aware that the founder of this show, as well as one other first chair host, are both in prison for the dastardly crime of selling Bitcoin to willing customers voluntarily.
Treating adults like adults.
Who had also provided.
Throw a book at them.
Who had also provided identification and. Basically held up a photo or held up a sign in front of them that says, yes, I agree to buy this Bitcoin at this price from this person for this purpose at this time. Like, photo visual consent was gotten. And yet Ian Freeman is serving like 8 years.
Yeah.
Arya is serving 18 months. Arya only, she did a plea deal. She only pled guilty to, she's like, yeah, I sold Bitcoin. No, I didn't get a government license. And they're like guilty for not getting the government license to do so. Whereas Ian decided to take it to a jury trial. And despite the state themselves saying things like, there are no victims here, et cetera, and so on.
So there's a question.
The folks there convicted him anyway.
Like, do we need New Hampshire to, like, pass a law that just says everyone has a license? Because there exists no license in this state.
Right.
So they had every license that they could have. But the federal government said that since you don't have the state's license to do this...
Did they say they don't have the state's license to do it?
The federal license.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's different.
Oh, I thought it was because like because the state didn't have one, then you have to get the federal.
Well, because the government, the federal government is claiming that money transmission equals Bitcoin exchange, which is not true.
And right. There's a money transmitter license.
There's a money transmitter license that you must get if you're like a bank or something. You want to do wire transfers. You want to do some Western Union action.
I think Derek J. also had that license.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right. Like he.
But
they knocked on his door, but he didn't get arrested because he was in compliance at the time.
So first of all, money transmitting is a whole thing where like money moves from a location to another. Right, it's like there are laws written for like people carrying like a suitcase full of cash.
Mm.
Right, if the authorities, as you're going through customs or whatever, discover they have a suitcase full of cash, they're going to confiscate it and say that you are guilty of carrying money across a border or something like that, unlicensed. Right, there are laws like that. So essentially what happened, in my opinion, is they've used a whole bunch of laws that had nothing to do with this new technology known as cryptocurrency and are shoehorning these laws into people who have dealt in cryptocurrency. The attack, if you will, on cryptocurrency continues. It's not just the Crypto 6. You can find more at thecrypto6.com. It is other people as well who have been targeted by the authorities and the banksters and the governments for transacting freely with other individuals. So that being said, both Ian and Arya are currently behind bars. They've been kidnapped by tyrants. They're behind bars. We want you to write letters to them. This whole lead-in is about, hey, they're in jail. They need some support. Write some letters. I'm going to post to our social media. That's Twitter. It's Mastodon. It's a couple other places. If you're on our social media, you already know where they're at. I'm going to post links to the instructions for you to write to them. Ian is currently in Merrimack County Jail. He will be there until maybe even two hearings from now. He's got one hearing that's supposed to determine restitution. Not sure how you can pay restitution to no victims, but we're going to find that out. And then Arya, of course, is in FMC Devens, and she's been there for 6 months. I don't remember when she went in.
Was it April?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. A little over 6 months.
I think so. So at any rate, but she's still in. We're hoping she gets out maybe before Porkfest. They have what they call good time. It's also known as, time off for...
No, good behavior.
Good behavior, yeah. That's what it's formerly known as. They call it good time, like to make it sound better somehow. You're in jail. Good time. Right?
Good times.
So
I'm
not
being able to afford potato chips.
I'm just going to post those links to our social media. You can go to ariadimezzo.com and find the same information. You can also go to freekeen.com to find the information on how to write to Ian, but I'm going to make it easy for you. I'll just post it on our social media, so watch out for that. And thank you to those folks who have written. Thank you to everybody who has reported on the crypto. Thank you to the documentary filmmakers that have been documenting all of the things surrounding the Crypto 6. We look forward to those films coming out, and we'll keep you updated as we know more about those. But please do write to both Arya and Ian. All right, moving right along, let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, right. What would Arya want to hear from me?
You know, it beats hearing from no one at all.
You know what? I tell
Send
you
her
what.
Pictures and speedos.
Yeah, I tell you what. If you did write her, I guarantee you that when she opened it up, it was like, David, in New Mexico, there'd be a big smile on her face. Regardless as to what you, like, even if you were the most insulting thing, she'd be like, I can't believe David in New Mexico wrote me.
She'd probably remember it so much, she'd talk about you on air when she came back without you having to call in.
All right. Maybe I'll send a postcard.
She might even, like, do your catchphrase, and Monica Zamora.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Exactly. All right. We're on it, man. Speed of light. Not Speedo. Not
the
Speedo light.
Wait, they're making Speedos with lights on them now?
No. Speedo was too much material. It's Speedo light.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
It's a mess.
Speedo light is a tong.
It's translucent.
Yeah, it's made out of, it's 100% cotton white.
Wait, that's going in the show notes.
100% white cotton. What about the show notes?
David and his translucent Speedo.
The Wet Speedo Contest, brought to you by Free Talk Live.
Speedo Light. Speedo Light. It's like a tong, you know. A banana hammock.
Were you calling about something, David, or are we just joking
around?
Speed of light.
I was. You just give me, what do you say?
Speed of light.
No, speed of, yeah, that can wait, man. That can wait. There's something more important.
Oh.
You guys are discriminating. Discriminating. You've got to stop discriminating.
Discriminating? Against who?
Yeah.
You mean discriminating?
No, I've been
don't discriminate against him.
Mike Tyson, he's a discriminating.
Oh, okay.
He says a lot of things that are the wrong way.
But he's a good guy. He's a good guy. And so
he's become a good guy.
He's become a good guy.
Hey, everyone has a plan until he punches them in the face.
Yeah, man, it's the most...
You ever been punched in the face before?
Is that Mike Tyson?
That is.
What was Robin Givens' plan?
I don't know. I wasn't there, so I don't know what all the truth is. I don't know the truth, man. I don't know the truth, so I can't go there, man.
So who are we discriminating against?
You guys, well, Indian givers, you know, engines.
Oh, okay.
You know, they actually, you know, there's a side note. Engines like the term engines because it's the root word of ingenuity.
Okay.
You know, shows their skill.
I always thought that would be a good designation between engines and Indians.
It would be.
There you go. Engines.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Then so I don't know if it's disrespectful or not, but then you know they're not the doot-doot Indians.
You know, every as we're taught to say Native American, every single one of them that I've known to use a word to describe their people, they call themselves Indians.
How very white-centric of them.
I had a conversation on that very topic with, you remember, was it 1973 Wounded Knee? You know that thing? You know thing?
Yeah, that was a thing. That was a hell of a thing.
Wounded Knee standoff in 1973. You know about that?
Mm-hmm.
What about it, David?
It was Okay. Well, I know a guy who was there. He was a teenager, and he was there, and his name was Mike, and I don't remember his last name. But he was, he's FBI. He was FBI. Not the FBI that they were fighting against. He's the other FBI, the full-blooded Indian. He's half California Indian and half, Cheyenne. And he said, I asked him that very question. I asked him about, you know, how'd this thing go down? You want to be Indians? You want to be Native Americans? He says, well, you called us Indians. And we decided we want to be not Indians because we weren't Indians. We want to be Native Americans. And then, you know what? We changed our mind, and we just decided, okay, we'll be Indians. So that's how that went down.
Probably because it was too difficult to explain to them that they ought to be called by their original tribe name, like the Cheyenne.
Because white men dumb.
Right.
So that's how that went down. And we also talked about Redskins, too, but I'll save that for later. So Indian giver... it's my understanding. Oh, and first, before I get started, Indian giver, you discriminated because you said Indian giver and you said gypped, but you didn't say Jude. You discriminated. You didn't include them.
Well, we weren't really negotiating though, so that term wouldn't have come up.
No. That one is actually in some contexts, it is identical to gypped. Now that is the difference. So, like, I have heard
as a Family Guy.
I have heard Jude him down.
Right, that's the common phrase.
Specifically, the haggling.
Yes.
Now, occasionally,
but gypped is when you like bought a thing and it turns out that it's totally not
right. Gypped usually doesn't mean haggled down.
Right. Means defrauded.
I have occasionally heard gypped to mean that, but it's very rare. Whereas Jude can mean either of those.
Jude sounds positive in that connotation.
There is no positive way of saying Jew. Like,
really?
It is apparently just always offensive.
Okay.
Like, you can say Jewish people.
I got it. But if I say, like, I Jewed him down to 500, I'm like, I'm getting a good deal. That seems like a good thing.
It sounds positive, but it is hateful.
Okay.
What about a wandering Jew? Is that
you mean like Cain from Kung Fu?
Was he a Jew? Came from Kung Fu. That was David Carradine. He wasn't Jewish, was he?
Well, he did wander the earth, though.
For 40 episodes.
Wandering Jew, the plant. Aren't you a gardener? Wandering Jew is a plant. Is that
politically incorrect?
Yep, never heard of that plant.
David, just so our listeners know, the Wounded Knee occupation of 1973, also known as the Second wounded knee. There was another wounded knee in 1890.
I'm pretty sure he said 73.
Yes, but the one in 73 is the second wounded knee. Was
them both.
200 Oglala Lakota Sioux and followers of the American Indian Movement seized and occupied the town of Wounded Knee on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. The protest followed the failure of an effort of the Oglala Sioux to use impeachment to remove the tribal president, whom they accused of corruption and abuse of opponents. They occupied the town for 71 days while the United States Marshal Service, FBI agents, and other law enforcement agencies cordoned off the area.
Seems like infighting to me.
The activists chose the site of the 1890 Wounded Knee Massacre for its symbolic value. So, there you go.
So, I was thinking of the 1891.
Oh, he said 73.
Yeah, David specifically mentioned the 1973. So, that's the one I brought up. It is known as the second Wounded Knee. The first one was even more heinous, really, in my opinion. But, anyway.
Well, for sure, yeah, for sure it was. And another, hey, I'll let you, here's another one. So the dude, Mike, that was at the 1973 standoff at Wounded Knee,
yep.
They killed, what did they kill, one or two FBI agents? I don't remember, one or two.
I don't remember.
Anyway, not enough. Okay.
I mean, it's a start.
But, right. So Leonard Peltier, you know him, right?
Yep.
Okay. Leonard did not do it. But Leonard has told his people that... he will take the rap. He'll do the time so that the people who did kill those FBI agents can stay out of prison.
Well, good on him.
Wait.
Yeah, well, that's quite a man.
You can't do somebody else's time.
Well, if you admit to it.
Yeah, if you're Leonard Peltier, you can.
Well,
yeah, no. He got convicted of it, and instead of... turning in, he did not do it. This comes from the people that were there. Leonard did not do it. But Leonard is doing the time so that the people who did do it don't have to do the time.
I would do a month for Ian Freeman if more people would do a month for Ian Freeman.
I'd do a month for him.
All right.
Yeah.
I get a month stand in my head, man.
Hell yeah.
Would you do it for Ian Freeman, though?
What?
Would you do it for Ian Freeman, though?
Oh sure, yeah. All I'd right. do it. I'd do a month. I can do it standing on my head to if it saves him 8 years in conjunction with.
I would only do it standing on my head if that
cool
1 month.
Just, like, if we could just network all of his time and like everyone ends up doing like 1/100th of a second. Well, we got like a billion people to do it. So.
If there were that many people that showed up to the trial,
fantastic.
Right, but the numbers of people that showed up to the trial, if everyone took a month, right, Ian would do like a month.
Right.
Yeah. So. And he'd also just be out because he did 69 days originally. So
there you go.
That would be the whole thing.
He said 69. Yeah.
How does attorney offer that?
Huh?
I was suggesting that we have his attorney offer that up.
There you go. So something just occurred to me. The FBI not only raids your house, your place of business, but they listen to the show. So I just gave the FBI what they probably already know, that a dude I know and had, it's not hearsay, because I had one-to-one communication face-to-face.
First-hand knowledge.
Real-time.
Well, no, he doesn't have first-hand knowledge because he wasn't at Wounded Knee. It's still hearsay.
That's true.
Well, I have first-hand knowledge of my conversation with Mike.
Okay.
And Mike was there, and I don't doubt that Mike was there. And if the FBI doesn't know it already, which I'm sure they already do, that Leonard Peltier didn't actually do the crime, but he is doing the time. But like I said, I'm sure they know that already.
If you were testifying, that would be hearsay. If Mike testified, that wouldn't.
If Mike wants to call, phone number is 603-283-6160.
You could testify to your conversation with Mike, but that doesn't...
I'm saying.
You're not really testifying to the account of the events.
No, I'm testifying to my conversation.
Yeah, but that's worthless.
Yeah.
That's worthless in court.
No, because that would then be enough to have Mike come in and testify.
Yeah, well, but his testimony is the one that carries the weight.
Again, so now we're talking secondhand knowledge. So if you talk to Mike,
no.
Have him give us a call, David. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you. So we don't have enough time to get into it, but we'll try. This from thehighwire.com. We talked about the FCC a little earlier today.
FCC, yeah, we did.
They can get the FCC out of here as far as I'm concerned.
They can.
that can go FCC themselves. That's 100%. A good substitute for the F word.
It really right? is.
I don't know what the FCC you're talking about.
And frankly,
I just hope you guys keep it up.
If anyone deserves to have their name turned into a curse word,
it's the FCC.
It's the FCCing FCC.
So just when you thought it was bad, here's the headline. The FCC just voted to take control of the internet.
Good luck.
They don't need luck. No. They have state power.
Yeah, they have guns. And people of false belief who think that government is good.
I got it, but okay, they take over the internet. There's still wires connecting computers together and... Internet 2.0.
Well,
yeah, but you need an internet service provider to do that.
Kind of.
Really? Can you operate the internet without an internet service provider?
I can plug my computer in Captain's computer, and we've got a network.
I mean,
mesh networks exist,
but you do not have the internet.
I got it.
Mesh networks exist. A parallel internet can be built.
Uh huh.
And it like probably already has. Probably already has been. There's probably all sorts of like underground mesh networks that exist already. And it just takes like a bridge from some other community into this community.
I'm sure there's people still having land parties
of the internet.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Not to be the equivalent of the internet. That's insane.
Look, the internet is like a network of websites. Those websites exist on a computer somewhere.
Right.
It can exist on a server in IBM's building, or it can exist on Captain's laptop.
Right.
So...
Yeah, the networks exist.
Yeah.
Nice. The dominant network is what it is.
I mean, in
the same way as, like, you can make your own Bitcoin. It's real easy to do, but it will not be Bitcoin.
Do you know how you can copy and paste the code for Bitcoin and then create your own?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that with the internet. All the code is out there. It exists.
Right.
You're not going to do it in one shot, but certainly a parallel...
It will be internet cache.
A parallel version of the internet can be built and will be built in the event that something like the FCC or some other tyrannical government organization tries to put it down or take control or whatever.
Right,
it'll
right.
be internet TV. If they,
yeah, if they absolutely take it down, that is definitely the case. And that's why they're doing this. They don't want to take it down. They don't want it to be replaced with a mesh network that is end-to-end encrypted. That would be their bane. What they want to do is leave it in existence and control it.
All right, let me get this paragraph out and then we can talk. The FCC voted today on a plan that gives the federal government full control over the internet. The plan passed by a 3-2 margin. A press release posted immediately after the meeting stated, in part, under the new rules, the commission can investigate possible instances of discrimination of broadband access, work with companies to solve problems, facilitate mediation, and, when necessary, penalize companies for violating the rules.
How do the other countries feel about this?
The FCC will review consumer complaints of digital discrimination of access through an improved consumer complaint portal, and staff will meet monthly to assess trends and complaint patterns. Finally, the commission adopted model policies and the best practices that will support states, local, and tribal governments in their efforts to combat digital discrimination.
The internet exists outside of America.
Yeah, this plan is marketed as though it will prevent digital discrimination and a way to ensure equal access broadband to internet in the United States. While equal access is a component of liberty and freedom, this plan gives sweeping access and regulatory control over all aspects of the internet business. According to the plan document, the FCC would have the power to regulate the following aspects as it relates to each internet service provider. Network infrastructure deployment, network reliability, network upgrades, network maintenance, customer premise equipment, installation, speeds, capacities, latency, data caps, throttling, pricing, promotional rates, imposition of late fees, opportunity for equipment rental, installation time, contractual renewal terms, service termination terms, use of consumer credit and account history, mandatory arbitration clauses, pricing, deposits, discounts, customer service, language options, credit checks, marketing and advertising, contract renewal, upgrades, account termination, transfers to another covered entity, and service suspension. Just, that's all. That's all they're going to take control of.
Oh, so just one or two?
Just a small list.
Yeah.
Again, the internet exists outside of America, so how are they going to do any of the things they want to do if you're just accessing sites or using a VPN?
So that's a good question.
It is.
I can only answer with this.
Like Comcast has no idea what websites I go to because I immediately connect to a VPN.
The only answer I can give you is this. Typically, when one version of government does a thing, and we'll call it succeeds, like at their thing that they want to do.
Sure.
Other government entities go, oh, we got to do that too. And then they do.
Yep.
That's my answer.
Now, as far as how are they going to regulate it throughout the world? I don't know. Seems to me that the United States federal government has done an amazing job of expanding its reach in absolutely every
they'll
way.
They'll form a new...
I got it.
No. They'll like, form a new entity, a global entity, through the United Nations or some crap like that called WIGS, the World Internet Governance Society or something.
I have a complaint for the FCC about a website in Cameroon.
Yep.
What are they going to do? As a consumer complaint,
they're going to determine whether or not the...
Oh, no. Nothing in here said that they're going to act on consumer complaints.
No, they said they can set up a website.
It says that they are going to regulate all of these things and otherwise
how are they
going to
do
punish
that?
People
how are they going to do
if
that?
They do things that they don't like.
How are they going to do that to
the
provider in Cameroon?
They're not going to respond to your complaints about a website.
How are they going to regulate anything that exists on the internet in Cameroon?
The same way that they regulated the Australian citizen of Assange.
With the threat and use of violence.
They're going to go pick up the internet service provider in Cameroon because he violated some term of service?
If they feel like it, yeah.
All right.
Governments only have one thing that they do, and that is the use and threat of violence.
Do you think Cameroon wants to risk their relationship with the United States by keeping that guy?
We're
going to go everywhere.
We are out of time. Thank you, Richie Rich. Thank you, Peakless Mountaineer. Thank you to all our listeners and our callers. We appreciate you. If you missed any part of tonight's program, please find the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks. Peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.